South Central. Basketball.
Just before we get to the basketball, another wicket does fall in the Shield game. Richardson out to court. Pattinson bowled Holland for four, so South Australia 9 for 149. But joining us to talk basketball, Roy Ward from The Age. G'day, Roy.
G'day, Kevin. How you going, mate?
Good. Now, Melbourne United done and dusted, are they? They finished. Doesn't matter what happens on Sunday.
Sadly, last night's loss to New Zealand Breakers pretty much sequenced the Melbourne's elimination, because then Perth beat Sydney over in Perth. And the way it all works out, even if Melbourne win on Sunday against Perth, they'll end up in a sort of head-to-head mini-table against whoever else is on 14 wins, 14 losses, and they can't go above fifth in that scenario because they don't have good enough records against the other sides who could be in that battle. So sadly for Melbourne, it's done for this year, and so disappointing because they really were a title hope if they could just get into that top four.
Yeah, it seems like they had the talent, but just could never get A, all of it on the floor at the same time, and B, get it to kind of click more than sort of every second or third game.
I think there's going to be all kinds of ways of looking at this, but the sort of the basic theory is they couldn't get it done on the road enough, and they were just battled a lot of the year with just an inconsistent side, with injuries and players coming in and out and leaving and going and whatever else. But in the end, they lost to New Zealand last night, who didn't have their captain, Mika Vaccone, who's probably the best captain in the league, didn't have their import power forward, Akil Mitchell. Mitchell had that horror eye injury a few weeks ago. And they haven't had Corey Webster, who's an NBA-caliber shooting guard, for the second half of the season. And the Breakers are still right in that finals mix. They still won last night. They put out one of their development kids and he had 13-odd points and was dunking all over Melbourne. So you can say what you like about talent and about high you know, wages and whatever else, but New Zealand went out, got it done with a better game plan last night, and that's, you know, the way people are going to look at it, I'd say.
So one game to go, but back to the drawing board for Melbourne United. What happens to this roster of players?
Look, really interesting question. I think there will be a lot of movement. There has been pretty much every season for Melbourne for a long time. There really hasn't been all that much continuity, as much as they've tried to engineer some. But I think the bigger issues will be, will a guy like Chris Golding look to go overseas again? He's played in Italy before. He's tried out for the NBA a few times. He's clearly of that calibre. Does he go again and try to sort of really crack in at the EuroLeague level or the NBA level? He'd be a massive loss, but I think you'd probably want to give him a go, considering he went to the Olympics last year and he's sort of at that level. Dave Anderson's contracted for next year, and he'll be great. Second year around, I think he'll be a lot better. And I think a lot of the other guys, just be interesting to see what they do. Imports, they've gone through six imports this year. Injuries have sort of led to a fair bit of that. Again, how do they go about getting the best calibre imports from the start next year? That's going to be a big question. And the coaching question's up in the air. They're going to do a review, so we'll see what they do.
What is Dean Demopoulos' current situation? Is he contracted for next year?
Far as I know, they sort of go year on year.
Okay.
With Dean. And he's been a bit of a journeyman and sort of gone around the place a bit too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Last year, they were very sort of deliberate, very slow in sort of figuring out what to do with their coaching situation. They'll do a long review, Melbourne. They like to do that. It'll be interesting to see what they come out with. There's been all kinds of talk about Brian Gorgon for a few years.
We know
we know he's had some offers from Melbourne, but he also has much superior opportunities in China. And he's also been listed as a possible coach of the Chinese national team. And I'm telling you, Melbourne have a very healthy budget. The Chinese national team will have a much healthier one. So I think, and they host the World Championships in a couple of years' time. So there's a tremendous sort of legacy element to coaching that national team and getting to do well on the world stage. So if Brian got that role, that'd be amazing for him, and probably a great tick in the box for the NBL as well. But I think Dean Vickerman's name has been mentioned. He's assistant coach at Sydney at the moment, former Melbourne Tigers assistant, NBL championship-winning coach with New Zealand Breakers. He'd be brilliant. Sean Dennis, who was coach of the year 2 years ago, he's out about coaching in Japan or Korea or somewhere. He's also been mentioned. He'd be wonderful too. So we'll see what they do. Or they could keep Dean. You know, he has had them for a couple of years and knows the players and knows the system. So we'll be interested to see what Melbourne do.
And we might see some of that tomorrow when they take on Perth in the final game of the home and away season. Take us through what's happening in the WNBL at the moment, Roy.
Tremendous result for Melbourne Boomers last night. They've had a horror season, only a couple of wins, and they beat Adelaide in Adelaide last night. Did the job, just really one of those games where Adelaide really make the game very tough for you. They're a young, scrappy side, and Melbourne got it done in the fourth quarter, and they're very happy for themselves, so they should be. It's been a real difficult season for them. Dandenong Rangers lost to Townsville second time in 2 weeks. Really costly loss for them because they could end up in fourth place by the end of this round, and they're really still fighting for that final spot. 2 weeks ago, they were probably a win or two away from securing top. So very tight WNBL ladder, tough times for Dandenong. They play tonight against Sydney Flames. Sydney win, they get the minor premiership, the top spot. So big game for the Rangers. Looking forward to seeing them really jump out and cause a bit of a stir in Sydney.
The WNBL not been quite as volatile as the NBL this year, but still it's been pretty hard to pick winners.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And Townsville looked gone 5 weeks ago. They looked in real trouble. Two-time champions, they just looked like they'd run their race, and now they've put several wins together and absolutely look probably the form team outside of Sydney. So really, it's going to be a wonderful finish to the WNBL. Really, get along, catch games and check it out on live streams around the place, because I think we're going to see some great basketball in that league in the next few weeks.
And isn't it amazing to be watching some of those stars like Aaron Phillips and that from our basketball programs playing footy and starring in the footy as well?
Well, I dare say Aaron's had such a great career in WNBL and for the Opals and abroad that she's sort of won the right to do what she wants now in a sporting level, and I think she may still be going back to WNBA.
Yeah, she is, from what I can gather, yeah.
Yeah, so look, good on her. She's playing great. She's really showing all those years of professional sport and playing on big stages with the comfort level she shows out there and the spatial awareness. So she's been wonderful. I think a lot of the other players who have basketball backgrounds are very sort of, they're sort of smaller, they're development players, they're sort of guys who have been a bit lower down the pecking order. But it's great to see them following their dream, and you got to do what you love. If you love footy, you go do it. You love basketball, you go do it. And I think that's what's got to stand out in all these talks.
Good on you, Roy. Thanks for your time as always.
Good on you, mate.
Roy Wood there from The Age, talking WNBL and NBL. The Melbourne season, unfortunately for the United boys, done and dusted, but we will have that game live here on SEN tomorrow afternoon with Brett Thomas and the team from 3 o'clock Melbourne taking on the Perth Wildcats.